Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Time now to catch up with a man from South Sydney who got the job done, Damien Cook. G'day.
How you going, guys?
Very, very well, thank you.
That's a very Australian intro.
G'day.
G'day, Damien. Damo.
Yeah, I'm going to say hooroo at the end. Hooroo, Cookie. mate, it was a bit testy there last evening.
It was, mate. It was probably the game probably got started once that sort of incident happened. And sometimes that can be good for both teams. Fires them up and gets them into the contest. So obviously with that, but we'll see what happens with those two guys. Hopefully both just get... I don't know what's happened.
Well, we can tell you what has happened. They've Latrell. They both
Latrell's out for the season.
Damien. Yeah.
It's bad news for South. A couple of you not all over that.
Yeah. No, 2 weeks each if they take the guilty plea. So Latrell will miss two, and then he's been fined for the other high shot. And Josh Reynolds, he also gets 2 weeks. And Campbell Graham, apart from the lace marks on his chin, how's he going? Is he okay?
No, he was good, mate. He come back straight on, and he's a pretty tough fellow, Campbell. He's been really good for us. Probably been our best player, I think, for this year. He's very consistent and he does a lot of hard work for us. So when he went off the field, I was definitely hoping he'd come back on, and he definitely got back on there and done a good job for us.
Must have been pretty good watching that right side just absolutely tear the Tigers to shreds. James Roberts, a couple of games back now, had a great game, and Dane Gagai, a hat-trick. That was pretty good to watch.
Yeah, that was awesome, especially for Jet to have him back, get him over the try line. I know he'll be happy with that, and it was a great effort too. He still had a fair bit to do once Renault gave him that pretty good ball across the face of the Tigers' defence and Gags as well. We had a plan probably at half time, and Wayne said that's probably where we're going to get most of our joy is on that right side, and that's what we stuck to. And obviously Gags got over three times, we got the job done, and probably would have been a little bit easier if our little halfback kicked a few more goals than he does.
Yes.
Yeah, did you give it to him?
Yeah, we did. We gave it to him. Wayne did in the sheds too. So we would have been a lot less closer, I think. But he was going at
98% or something.
Yeah, it's dropped down to 95%. Yeah. Terrible.
Definitely hurt the percentage, and I think he was more filthy at that as well. So.
Damien, we're at the halfway mark of the season next week, round 10. Where are South as we sit at the moment?
Look, last time was a good improvement. We probably only had that lapse of about 15 minutes in the second half. We've been quite patchy at the start of the season, playing good parts of the game and then letting teams back in and letting the pressure off. And last night, we probably only had a 10-15 minute gap where we allowed them back in. So that's a good thing moving forward. And our defence has probably been our best part of our game the last month. And we really look like we're defending and working hard for each other. So we just got to keep our completion rate. But last night was a massive step forward. So definitely improving each week, and that's all we can ask for.
All right, 7 weeks back now from the resumption. And that's 7 weeks of the six again, like a little bit more freedom around the ruck area. How have you found it individually as the way that you play the game? How have you adapted to a new style of game, I guess, for want of a better word?
Yeah, no, I feel like in the middle there, sometimes it looks like there's a lot more space than there is. And every game's been different, I've noticed, in how many six agains you do get. The good thing is the refs are doing a good job, and they're being consistent with both sides every game, but I think every ref has been different in their own way and how they interpret that, and that's fine as long as it's the same for both sides. And for me, it's definitely trying not to overplay my hand, but I definitely think the last couple of weeks I'm probably running and backing myself a little bit more to try and break the line a little bit more, and that's definitely what I need to do is keep getting my confidence up with my running game. But other than that, it's, I think last night was actually a big improvement for us forwards. We were getting in behind the ruck a bit more and rolling up the field a lot better.
And apart from his pathetic kicking, your little number seven did actually run the ball a lot more last night, didn't he?
Well, he did. He even got through that little gap, and the wheels are going like little hamster on a hamster wheel. That's the fastest I've seen him move in a long time. He almost got over the try line, so not bad for 30 years old yesterday too.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Adam Reynolds. How are you as a preparer in games? If you like, for the rest of this weekend, will you sit down and watch all of the games? You study them analytically? What do you do?
Yeah, when I play like Friday night games, I don't mind having the footy on and keeping up with it. When I play like the Sunday games, Wayne makes sure we don't watch too much footy leading up to it, so he sort of tells us to stay away from it on a Saturday night after playing Sunday. But I'll enjoy having it in the background today and tomorrow, and then once I get back on Friday, get ready to sort of freshen up and get ready for the next week ahead. But you know, I definitely got my routines in place all the way through the week, and especially game day as well.
Cookie, one of the highlights of my week each and every week is just watching the press conferences of Wayne Bennett, all of his pre-game interviews, post-game, whatever it is, you get a laugh out of him, you get a good grab, and he had a bit of fun with Freddie last night as well. Do you ever go and watch that sort of stuff, or is there any sort of chat about what Wayne gives the media? Because it's a bit of a spectacle each and every week.
I haven't watched the press conference yet, but I know how he is in media, and it can be very funny sometimes. You almost feel sorry for the reporters who are just asking the questions. Sometimes you don't know what you're going to get back from him. So it can be quite entertaining with Wayne, but I think everyone knows how he is with the media.
Yeah, he is. I just imagine him coming back.
The media, no.
Yeah, coming back into the dressing room and said, "Oh, you should have seen what I did."
Yeah, that's
this
what
time.
I'm thinking. Does he come back and say, "Oh, I got her a beauty tonight and
exactly.
did this"?
Matty Russell had asked three questions three times. All right. Hey, lovely to talk to you. Congratulations on another win. All the best.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, bro. Right.
Hooroo cookie.
I find that a really interesting question when you ask players, are they footy heads? Like, do they watch other games? Because there are some. I think I'm right in saying George Tafua was asked that. He said he doesn't know anything about any other games. Mm. Doesn't watch other teams. Doesn't watch
it's
any
amazing,
games
isn't
type
it?
Thing. And which I guess for some is obviously a really good way to do it. I know when I played, couldn't get enough of it type thing. And I imagine that there's a happy medium in there somewhere.
But, absolutely. Stuart McGill in cricket, he couldn't stand to watch cricket.
Is that right?
Just hated it. Yeah. Zero interest whatsoever. It is. It's amazing. Everybody's very, very different, including Brett Reed, who will join us next for Reedy's Mail on Saturday's Scrum. Thanks to King G.